This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Fritz Wenzel, Director of Communications for Zogby International, one of the most respected and well-known polling firms in the world. And here late in the week, we have brand new polling information on a national level that Fritz is sharing with us. And Fritz, it's great to have you with us.
Glad to be here, Greg.
Well, this is a race that has certainly seen some swings back and forth, and usually it settles pretty tight within the margin of error. What are we seeing right now?
Well, very much a tight race. We've got a dead tie right now at 45-45 for Obama and McCain. This after the Palin-Biden debate in St. Louis. These numbers are very fresh. They're post-debate in their entirety, and it just shows that this race is just way too close to call. Part of the problem is that we've got 10% undecided and another 10 to 15% of very soft support. One day they may be for the Democratic ticket, the next day they may be for the Republican ticket. These are non-aligned voters that are just kind of flowing back and forth as the news dictates.
So we're saying here that about a quarter of the electorate still doesn't have a firm decision on who they're going to vote for in 4.5 weeks?
Exactly.
Wow.
And the problem that complicates this is that the middle of this political spectrum is much larger than it was just 4 years ago. 4 years ago, it was split pretty much dead down the middle with no wiggle room, very few people in the middle who were undecided. Now it's very different because we do have a larger pool of independents and those people who are soft supporters on either side. So these people are not political. They don't go home and race to their cable TV news networks to find the latest stories. They are mostly apolitical. They go home and watch Law and Order and Oprah and things like that. So they're not plugged in yet, and they're just now beginning to get interested in the political race. And so that's why you see so many swings, such large swings from one candidate to another.
Two quick follow-ups on that, Fritz. First of all, are people of that mindset likely to vote, first of all? And secondly, how will they make up their mind if they're not wired politically?
They're less likely than the diehards to vote, but they are still likely. And in all the Zogby polling that we do, the voters are likely voters. We qualify them that way. It's just that they're just not sure who to support yet. They haven't paid close enough attention. So it's going to come down to either events that break late or their personal impressions about the qualities of the candidates. And this is why Sarah Palin did well in the debate the other night. Now, our latest numbers show she did not win the debate on Thursday night. Biden actually won it, but just by 3 or 4 points. But the point is, she was relating to people on a different, a more personal level. Biden was appealing to people on a more technical or issue-related level. So they were almost talking to two very separate audiences.
Fritz, in terms of, you mentioned issues driving this, obviously the big issue the past 2-3 weeks or more has been this financial crisis. Has that driven the numbers in favor of one candidate or the other much?
It hasn't much, and the reason is that people don't know who to think is going to be better in dealing with these economic crises. They give a slight nod to Obama, but not a dramatic advantage to him. So it's still up in the air. It's interesting to note that these people are paying just as much attention to the qualities of the candidates as they are to the issues. So that makes it much more complicated for these campaigns going down the stretch here, because it's difficult to know exactly how to appeal to people. As they, if they appeal on an issue basis, they're going to turn off people who want to get to know the candidates personally, and if they do the opposite, they'll turn off the opposite group. So we are really stuck in the middle on this one.
The last 30 seconds here with Fritz Wenzel. And Fritz, if you go to Zogby.com, you'll also see the projected electoral vote map, and right now Obama's ahead, but neither candidate has enough given all the swing states that are still too close to call. Is there any sort of trend on a state-by-state level?
Yeah, we're seeing a slight trend towards Obama in these key states, Virginia, Ohio, Florida, Colorado. We've seen movement this week in Obama's favor, but we're not sure that that's going to hold. Of course, McCain essentially gave up Michigan, according to news reports,
right,
this week, but that may spread, but probably not. This is going to be a dogfight in the other states right down to the last day.
Fritz, thanks so much for being with us.
You bet.
Fritz Wenzel is Director of Communications for Zogby International, one of the most respected polling firms in the world. This is Dateline Washington.